Yo, what up, Ever?
Hey, Ian, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I don't even know how to start. I know we're almost a week late, but The Rock made an appearance
Oh my
the
God.
last Friday. Shocking return. Not so much surprise because, The Rock was in Denver, but Pat McAfee said they were like an hour away from the show, and he's like, I gotta show up to Denver and show some love to the WWE universe, and I'm glad he showed up. I was happy that he showed up, and I'm like, nah, The Rock. But then I forgot, The Rock is not doing Hollywood movies at the moment. So he,
Nobody is.
yeah, nobody is. Clearly, nobody is. That's why Cena's back. So thank you, Hollywood, for going on strike, because now we got Cena for until October. But the play, The Rock return video on YouTube hit over 100 million views, man. That's just
Wow.
crazy.
Insane.
That's insane. And then you hear, like, dude, as soon as I found out, I'm at work, and as soon as I found out, I'm going through my IG, what's going on SmackDown, I see The Rock. No, wait. I'm like, is a flashback or something? What's going on? And I'm like, no way. And I see him with Austin Theory. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? What? All places in Denver.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's just like, it's just one of those things that's like, I don't understand why we can't get guys like that. Make re or not guys, well, like guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, even The Undertaker can't make an appearance on SmackDown, on Raw once in a while, they don't even have to build up a feud. They could just show up. Hey guys, what's up? And then somebody interferes, like somebody like Austin Theory or Grayson Waller shows up and interferes and then gives them their finish and leave, And it's just to get some ratings or something, and also for those legends people to get a contract, because majority of those legends have WWE legend contracts. Just getting paid just to sit home, have them on TV once in a while. So yeah, like The Rock making his return on SmackDown, that was just crazy, man.
I
And to
know.
see him,
I
yeah.
kind of wish he waited a little bit until like October 27, whatever. Milwaukee. I'll be like, ah,
Oh my gosh, to hit it, to hear his music live will be insane, man. To be
gosh.
insane.
Have you seen him live?
I have
The Rock?
not. I have
Have I?
not.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
My gosh. Poor John's over here now.
I know. He's one of the him and Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker. I've never seen them live.
I think I saw Undertaker live. I think he had.
Yeah, the WrestleMania match.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for that. Stone Cold, was he wrestling at WrestleMania when I was there?
No.
20? No, WrestleMania 22? No.
No, 22, he was not there. I don't even
No.
think he was in the picture. I think he all he was,
No.
I think he must have been like probably backstage. I'm pretty sure he was there for the Hall of
Yeah.
Fame.
Yeah.
So.
'Cause I was only there for like the show. I saw Shawn Michaels. Obviously, everybody who had a match,
I seen
but
Shawn
like,
Michaels live, yeah. Triple H live as
Edge,
well.
Triple H, Kurt Angle, Rey Mysterio. But yeah, no, go back to The Rock. Yeah, we were too young when he was like in the 1990s,
The
man.
Rock
I
is the
ain't go.
reason why I started watching WWE.
Yeah, he was a beast.
His feud with Triple H, People will always ask me like, "Hey, are you The Rock or are you Stone Cold Steve Austin?" I'm The Rock. Why? Why are you not The Rock? Why The Rock and not Stone Cold Steve Austin? It's because when I started watching it, I heard of Stone Cold Steve Austin, but The Rock and Triple H, that's when they started their feud. In the mid 2000s or early 2000s, I believe. So basically, leading into WrestleMania 20, WrestleMania 16 is when I started like watching wrestling, and then I looked back. I used to watch like so when I used to watch Stone Cold's matches, it was because of Blockbuster, go rent out the tapes and stuff like that. So that's where how I discovered Stone Cold. So I heard of Stone Cold, but I just never seen him wrestle until he made his return at the Royal Rumble, and that's when I found out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then WrestleMania 17, and the rest is history from that point on.
Yeah.
So I was always been the Rock's fan.
The fact that you said Blockbuster, anybody under 21, Blockbuster is a place where you can rent movies and games, and you could just watch them and return them anytime you want. It's like
Well, now,
Netflix in person.
well, you have a week.
Yeah, you had a week to return it. You had a VHS. You had to rewind it, otherwise they give you a fine, and you just like put it in a box thing, and then you could get your money. Dude, that's all we are.
And there were some places, like local video shops, that had rated R movies. The back room is what we used to call it. You had to be 18 years old to get in.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's for a different podcast
Yeah.
of ours. Anyways, but yeah. So now everybody's having a fit because The Rock came back. Now people are like, oh, well, The Rock is coming. You know, he came back. He's going to have a feud with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. That he's taking Cody Rhodes' moment. Cody Rhodes needs to finish the story at WrestleMania. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I think The Rock came back. He might not even face Roman Reigns. I mean, they're cousins, right?
Did you see the video that The Rock post made, or the comment The Rock made, saying that he was supposed to face Roman
Oh
Reigns
yeah, 39.
at
Yeah.
WrestleMania 39, that he was
Yeah.
supposed to make his return at the Royal Rumble and face him? That was the rumor. The Rock didn't confirm that part, but that was the rumor that The Rock was going to come back, win the Rumble, go on and face Roman Reigns, and he was going to there, and that was it. Like, that was the part that was stuck. If The Rock comes back at that time, The Rock said they couldn't book it in a way for it to, because The Rock says he's always open-minded to come back. He said it before in that recent video, and then he said it years ago. He's always open-minded to come back, but he doesn't just want to be like, hey, I'm here, all right, who am I losing or who am I beating? You know, it was like when he came back for Cena, you know, he showed up and it's like, hey, come back at this time to host WrestleMania. And then, you know, the night after WrestleMania, you're gonna challenge Cena for next year's WrestleMania. And then you beat Cena. And then a year later after that, you're gonna become WWE champion, drop the belt to Cena, you know, where. And The Rock was, that was something like, okay, that's cool. That's something that's never been done before. That's better than me just coming back and, you know, beating Cena and then be gone and that's it. You
Yeah,
know?
make it
So
special.
that's what, exactly what he said. He wants to make it special, not just for himself, obviously for the fans as well. Something for everybody to remember till this day. And that was the
Yeah.
problem with him and Roman Reigns. There was nothing for them to be like, okay, well, if I beat the Rock or if I beat Roman, I can't be your champion. But at the same time, it's like, so what, man? He's barely there.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference.
I mean, you think if that actually happened, do you think The Rock would have won the belt at WrestleMania 39? And then Rock versus Cody? And Cody would have his moment like at like SummerSlam? So your summer.
That would have been cool, but I feel, yeah, I mean, that would have been cool. No, not really,
No.
because from that point, actually, it would have worked.
Because The Rock is a bigger, would be considered a bigger star than Roman Reigns if you really look at it.
Overall, yeah.
If Cody were to beat The Rock for the title, that would be like, here's your sh handshake. Like you're the next,
Right.
like the passing the torch. When you can't pass the torch to too many people though, like you pass the torch to LA Knight, you pass the torch to XYZ, XY.
Cena needs to pass the torch to Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
So, like, in my opinion, yeah, like, if done right, yeah, of course. I wouldn't say I would have Roman beat. If The Rock was gonna win, I would have The Rock beat Roman at WrestleMania, and then I would have The Rock face Roman again at SummerSlam. And either Roman, I would have The Rock retain, have The Rock come back for Survivor Series. And I wouldn't have him defend the title at Survivor Series. I will have him in like a 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. At the Royal Rumble, it's when I'll have The Rock defend the title again. And then defend it at WrestleMania and have The Rock lose it to Cody Rhodes. That's how I would have booked it. But at the same time, then I would have had, you know what, I would rather prefer Roman beating The Rock at SummerSlam.
Ooh.
And then, you know, it's tough. You know, it's a challenge. What makes it difficult to book it that way is because Roman Reigns is the longest reign Universal Championship, Undisputed Championship. And when he's and WWE champion, I think is he over 400? I think he's over the 400 days mark now. Is he in the 500 already?
I think so. 400 or 500. But he doesn't have the overall record yet. He needs like another 2-3 years, I think, to beat the record overall.
At this point,
I don't think he's not gonna make it that far. Like, he's gonna probably be third and that's it, you know. But anything past like Bruno San Martino's, what, like 5-year reign or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So how would you book The Rock? Would you book The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40?
No. I think
Cody Rhodes should finish the story?
Yeah, because, well, we don't know how long the strike is going to be. What if his deal's only up to, like, Survivor Series or whatever, you know?
Right.
What if they, like, call off the strike? No, in Hollywood, who knows? We don't know Hollywood that well. They might be like, we're dragging this out for another year, you know? So we don't know. But it would be nice, but it has to be for the title if it does happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like I think, if anything, if Roman Reigns lose the belt before WrestleMania and just make it a Rock versus Reigns match without a title involved, that'd be kind of cool too. But Roman already lost a title to, I don't know, let's see who, you know.
It's like if the Rock screws Roman for the title, that would make it cool. But at the same time, I would rather have Cody Rhodes win the title clean.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's just one of those things. But at the same time, it's like, even if you make it a no disqualification match at WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes versus Roman, no disqualification, and then Cody's, you know, The Rock interferes, rock bottom, Cody Rhodes hit him with the crossroads, beats Roman Reigns, then at WrestleMania, SummerSlam, then they could have a rematch, and then he could beat him clean there. And then that way they could book Roman Reigns at The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 41. But at the same time, I kind of wanted to see it. This is what I want to see at WrestleMania 40. And I know it's not going to happen. I want to see Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Title or not title. I want to see Seth freaking Rollins to face CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship. I want to see John Cena face Cody Rhodes. And I want to see Brock Lesnar versus Gunther for the IC title or no title. Those are my four matches that I would love to see at WrestleMania 40. So, what do you think about my list?
And you're talking about WrestleMania 40, right? Not 41.
Not 41. 40.
Because I don't think, except The Rock and Cena are going to be around past WrestleMania 40. They're going to be like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? They're not going to be next year's WrestleMania, you know? They're going to probably be gone for another couple of years. Who knows?
Right.
So I'm like, I think WWE, what they have to do.
Here's the thing, though, the way you got to understand, they already sold 90,000 tickets, right?
Yeah.
So for both
nights, I think, not one.
Yeah, for a total of both nights.
But it's not bad, though.
It's still not bad. And this is WrestleMania 40, dude. You know, that's the other thing. It's not 39. 39 was a big show.
Yeah.
But 40, this is 40, you know. 41, okay, you should have a big show. But 40, if you go look back in time, WrestleMania 1 was the biggest show of them all. Then you have WrestleMania 10 was a big show, but the card was kind of weak. But it was a big deal. WrestleMania 20 was a fantastic show. And then WrestleMania 30 was a fantastic show. Now, you know, we're 10 years later, we're at WrestleMania 40. It has to be a big show. And then this time it's two nights now. not just one. So both knights need to deliver, and that's why personally I feel like you gotta bring CM Punk back. You have to. It's gonna be in Philadelphia. Survivor Series is around the corner. Where is it gonna be at? Chicago. So, oh man, what a time to be a wrestling fan.
I know, right?
A
It's
lot.
crazy.
It's just so much going on. So, what else is going on? The Rock, CM Punk is rumors has it CM Punk is open-minded to come back to WWE. Maybe he already is. Maybe they already struck a deal. Nobody knows yet, but I guess we gotta wait and find out and see at Survivor Series. You're going to Survivor Series, aren't you, ever?
Oh yeah. Awesome. I'll be like, da-na-na-na-na. You hear the song, I'll be like, oh snap. I gotta be ready. Like, I'm just gonna like get my camera prepared for the first match. First or the end, like beginning or end, I'll be like, is he coming out?
Is it coming out yet?
I'll have to like see who like who has like a note, like, oh yeah, he's gonna come back today. Like, oh, let me get the camera ready. Oh, you hear the
You gotta
song.
record all the time then.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, shoot.
That'll be tough.
If he does come back, who do you think is gonna be his first feud?
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, interesting. So you
It's
was.
because they're both came from AEW. It's like, hey, you know, we both came from the same show. Let's see who's the best one.
But there's no build up after there's no pay-per-view after Survivor Series, so it's like, what would they be fusing
Right.
towards?
No, I don't think he'll feud. In reality, I think he won't feud anyone. It'd just be more like he comes out. Like I say, it could be in the beginning of the show. It just comes out. He's like, hey guys, I'm back, and just walks off. And then he's like, he just does like you said, like he does like he doesn't have to wrestle. He could be like, you know, he could
Yeah,
do like a
they
segment
could
on
build him
Raw or
up to
something.
the Royal Rumble.
You never know. They might add a December pay-per-view. We don't know. They
No,
at
that's
this
true.
point they might.
They're gonna go overseas again. Yeah,
Well,
they're gonna.
they did India. Australia? No, that's an idea though. Australia's an idea. Who? Where do they want to go? Like a house show?
No. Like Crown Jewel.
Oh, Crown Jewel?
Yeah.
Oh, when is that?
They said that may happen in December.
Wow, they just switched that pay-per-view around, huh? It's every other
Did
month.
they even had one this year?
No, the Crown Jewel not. They would not do two Crown Jewels in one year. It would have been like
So they did
super.
have one this year.
I don't know.
I honestly don't even remember if they had one or not.
Me neither. I guess they didn't. They didn't go to Saudi Arabia this year, did they?
I think they did.
Check it, because I have no idea. Because I feel like they didn't, because they went to other countries, or some. I don't know. Or their deal with Saudi Arabia is over, or whatever.
Yeah, because they went to Canada, they went to the UK. I don't think they went.
Oh, okay. So they probably owe
Yeah,
them
oh, and then
a
Puerto
ton.
Rico, I forgot about that. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, they did, Night of Champions.
It was in Saudi Arabia,
Yeah.
but not Crown Jewel. I mean, just Saudi.
Yeah, but
Okay.
okay, so yeah.
So Crown
That
Jewel might
was
be.
supposed to be Crown Jewels. But then they changed it to the King and Queens of the Ring, and then they
Yeah.
changed it to Knight of
Night
Champion.
Champ. Wow, they just kind of gave up on it. They like, what's his? Yes. Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't see anything on like the schedule for. Oh yeah, Crown Jewel November 4th. So they just didn't do it in November.
Oh, November 4. Oh, but that's in November. They said it was going to be in
Yeah.
December.
No, I guess December they're just gonna keep it, you know, as what it is. Yeah, so that's probably what they're doing.
Interesting.
But we never know. But well, Crown Jewel, I don't know. They might just bring back when Armageddon. That'd be nice, right?
Oh
Or
yeah.
it might be NXT pay-per-view. That counts, right?
Eh, in a way.
Yeah. Well, they're
Look,
bringing back No Mercy. They're
something to
bringing
look
back.
forward.
Yeah, but I think December right now is all up in the air. So who knows? They might just be like, let's do Super Show in Australia again. Who knows?
Right.
At this point, they could because AEW's starting to go to the. They're gonna go to the 12-month schedule, which is kind of a reason people went there is to not have a busy schedule, but now they're gonna have 12 months. Allegedly, they say they signed a deal with HBO Max, so that'd be kind of interesting to see wrestling Woo! Pay-per-views every month for both companies. You know?
Yeah,
Or they might bring back Day One. Who knows? They might just save the December one for Day One again. But who knows? They might not.
change it to day two.
Day Two.
But no,
Another day.
I feel like they should have a pay-per-view on December.
Yeah.
But nothing too major. Kind of something like Fastlane, payback, something like
Well,
that.
Payback was pretty good, though. I
Oh
mean, they
yeah.
gotta just. The thing is, I think December is because of the holidays. They probably just let the rest. You know, they just be like, you know what? Let's just do Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, and
Right.
then build up Royal Rumble. And then when the Rumble comes, it's like the end of January. So you have like 2 months from Survivor Series to the Rumble to like build up a,
Yeah, that's
you know.
true. That's true. They could build it up.
I mean, I've enjoyed December pay-per-views, but sometimes I'm like, well, it was kind of good last year. Not to, we just watched Raw and SmackDown, but we don't know if they're change their mind. They might just be like, let's just do the Australia show, or the Mexico, Aztecas, do the Azteca or whatever. I don't know. We never know what they think, and they don't announce pay-per-views ahead of time. As they not all of them, some of them
Yeah.
they'll announce it like November, for in October they'll announce for December. Who knows? It'll be, oh, guys, by the way, in December we're having a pay-per-view. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they used to announce their matches, their pay-per-views, and
I hear, yeah.
at this moment, Fastlane had they haven't even announced any matches for Fastlane, and it's in
Yeah.
2 weeks. Normally,
Yeah.
they'll announce like two matches, and one of them is the main event.
Yeah.
So,
And
but
Fastlane will be the first official pay-per-view under the
the
TKO,
TKO,
right? Holdings.
yes, it will be.
So they gotta make it. I think it's gonna be really good. I mean, hopefully, right? We're gonna be there.
I mean, it
So
will
they better
have to
make
be,
it good.
but I know for a fact John Cena's gonna be there, and we're gonna see him Fastlane, and also we're gonna see him at the Milwaukee show. So I'm so excited for that.
Well, we're on CM Punk, right? What if he shows the Bound for Glory?
That is the other thing too. Well, hey, but you know who else is gonna be at Bound for Glory? I love how we're gonna segue to Bound for Glory. Will Ospreay is gonna be there. Woo-wee! And Tra oh, congrats to Tracy Brooks. Being inducted to the Hall of Fame for TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, and you know who else is going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, bro? Oh my gosh.
Tanae and
Mike,
Wes.
yes, sir. Mike TNA. I'm getting goosebumps, bro. Goosebumps. They are the voices for TNA Impact Wrestling,
So,
bro.
question, is that separate ticket, or are they gonna do it at the show? Like,
It's
we're
at the
there.
show. Yeah, it's at the show.
Ooh, yeah,
So,
we're gonna be
congrats
there.
to Tracy Brooks, congrats to Don West, RIP to Don West, and congrats to Mike Tenay, man.
You know who are they missing from the TNA Hall of Fame or whatever Impact Hall of Fame?
A lot of people.
Well, yeah, a lot. AJ, but he's in WWE right
Yeah.
now. Robert Roode's in WWE.
Bobby Roode, I feel personally, I think he should induct Tracy Brooks to the Hall of
Yeah.
Fame.
Wow.
That's how I feel.
You think
Tracy
WWE will
Brooks.
allow it? They'll be like,
Yeah, I mean Christian Cage was there. AJ Styles made an appearance last year. Well, he didn't
yeah,
show up, but he sent a video.
yeah, but
So,
still, that's better than like nothing at all, right?
oh yeah, for sure.
That'd be kind of
But
interesting.
since we're both gonna go see Will Ospreay live,
Woo!
again, the first time I saw him wrestle live was against Jon Moxley, which was a fantastic match, one of my favorite matches of that year. Since you're gonna go see Will Ospreay live, who is he? Somebody there you were hoping that he faces? Is there like somebody you would like to face? I know you're not so much of an Impact guy.
Will Ospreay, I don't know his style. I would see him do a rematch. Or I'll do a match with Jay White. Like do New Japan rules kind of stuff, you know?
With
But Jay
who?
White, no, Jay White's in AEW.
Yeah,
Never
he's an
mind.
AEW.
Who was I thinking? Alex Shelley.
Okay, but he's Impact World Champion, so
I don't know. That might be a
I mean,
match.
that could be. I mean, that it's a possibility, but right
It's only
now,
one show, right? They're not taping stuff, right? It's not gonna be like
it's their ta the taping is the night
the day
before
after.
the day after. Yeah,
Oh, okay. So
which
it's just gonna
Will
be straight
Ospreay is gonna
pay-per-view.
be. Yeah, Will Ospreay will be there as well. So but yeah, but no, Saturday is just a straight pay-per-view for Bound for Glory.
In Hall of Fame, yeah.
And the Hall of Fame, and it's gonna
Wow.
be a part of it. So yeah, Will Ospreay for me, man. It's tough. I want to see him face Eddie Edwards. I would love to see him wrestle Mike Bailey. That will be a good one as well. And then hey, you're not wrong. I would love to see Alex Shelley versus Will Ospreay. 100%.
Or Saban.
Saban. Oh, congrats to Chris Saban for winning 10, his 10th X Division Championship, man.
Wow.
Oh, woo-wee. Congrats to him as well. Impact 1000 was a fantastic show.
Actually, I could see Saban versus Ospreay for the X Division title.
Oh yeah, I could see that too. That
That'd
threw
be
me
kind of.
off a lot when he won the title. When Saban won the title, because the rumor was because Samurai the
Kushida.
Soul
Oh, Samurai.
and was gonna face the X Division champion. And well, now Saban as champion, I kind of don't want to see Samurai the Soul face Saban, because they already faced each other before, and Saban beat him. I don't want to see him beat, like, what would make him earn another opportunity? But the day of recording, so technically it would be tonight. Impact's 1000 continues, so it'd be 1001, but they did like 3 weeks of taping. So tonight it's gonna Samurai the Soul is gonna be part of the Ultimate X match, where maybe he becomes number one contender. So
I'm
who
gonna see. I'm gonna
knows?
see Samurai of the Soul on Saturday, on day of recording on Sunday. He's gonna be with Metalik and Lince Dorado.
Oh, for a galley.
Yeah, hell yeah, jacked.
He wrestling?
Yeah, he's wrestling. Oh yeah, they're wrestling for sure.
Nice. That's cool. So much wrestling going on. But one last thing. AEW. What's her name? Jaden Cargan?
Jade
J
Cargill. Yeah.
J Cargill is
Jade.
no longer with AEW.
That's confirmed, right? There's no
Yeah, no,
like
she's done with
dirt
A.
cheap people.
No, she's done.
Man, people are so wrong, man.
Yeah, she's done with AEW. And she's gonna be at the Performance Center this weekend. Apparently, I don't know if it's a tryout or she already signed a deal with WWE.
I think they say they signed her. Because she wouldn't go to WWE for a tryout. She would just be like, I'll just stay with it. I don't know. Do people do that usually? Because it,
I
I
have
don't
no
know.
idea.
I mean, what do you think about her though? Because honestly, I didn't
I
watch
love
her
I
matches
yeah.
when she was in AEW.
I
I mean,
loved
I
her
knew who
work.
she was. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved her work. She was good. Was she the best? No.
She's still pretty
So,
green, though.
yeah. Oh yeah. But she had yeah, I feel like the only good thing about her being in AEW was she a lot of eyes on her, and it got WWE's attention, because I feel like if she would have gone to AEW, I mean to WWE, I don't think she would have gotten the exposure she would have gotten. I feel like, because she was so green, I feel like they would have been like, oh, you're not ready, you're not ready.
If it was,
With AEW, even though she wasn't ready, they still gave her like the opportunity to make her look strong and look good. So
well, she well compared to the other rest of, I mean, seeing there's a lot of women in the roster that are really good, but at the same time, it's like they didn't have her look, you know?
yeah. Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, because it's kind of like she still she kind of sort of like a sore thumb, right? Like there, like the women's roster. I mean, a lot of women rosters.
She looked like a freaking wrestler compared to every woman in the locker room.
Like,
She was in great shape. She had a six pack. She was tall, beautiful, very athletic. So yeah, but she was still green though.
yeah,
So
so I hopefully they give her more training. I'm not saying she's gonna be like, I'm not saying she should not go to NXT, but at the same time, give her like a little more. I think because they say like sometimes when you jump from one to another, especially if you're a new wrestler, let's say if you're a new wrestler from AEW WWE, the style is different. And then from WWE to
Oh
AEW, it's
yeah.
pretty much going back to the indies. Like, oh, I did this in indies. But
Right.
if you're like, if you're a person that was trained in the performance center, you're going to struggle in AEW because, you know, you were pretty much in this structure. And vice versa, it's also the structure. It's not really structured as. I think who said that? Somebody said that it's not. Oh, Bobby Fish. He says like, when you go from WWE to East AEW, you lose a structure. You're pretty much like whatever. You can do whatever you want. You know, now recently they've been saying like, you know, they said no, oh, okay, no more bleeding. Don't no more high flying unless approved. Things like that. But I think for her, it'll be more of a learning curve because she's going from that style of like, whatever, just go out there and, you know, reckless abandonment. Now, because people do have that reckless abandonment mentality. But now in Dirty B, you have to be more structured. You have to talk. You have to actually. I mean, there's people in Dirty B that had were really great, and you could tell. But I think, I don't know. I don't know. I see how she transitions into it. Hopefully she does.
I think she's gonna do well. I don't think she's gonna have any issues. Like you said, it is gonna be a lot of learning for her because she has to go based on WWE's rules and they do it things differently, you know? So, but yeah, I think personally she's gonna do well. So, my thing is, well, what I would like to know is who would you like to see her face?
Oh, wouldn't I? Well, if
First.
she, like the thing is, I would want her to see someone that they could carry her in the match for a little while, then she until she gets the feel. So I would definitely, obviously, not put her in a title picture right away. That's not gonna happen. You don't want to do that.
Oh, if done right. If done right, yeah. Can you imagine if she shows up at No Mercy and Becky retains her title and she shows up to shake her hand and then knocks out clothesline Becky? And hits her with the, I don't know, with her, the Grand Slam. I don't,
Yeah, I don't know what
yeah, I
that
don't,
is.
I don't. Beth Phoenix saw old finisher.
Oh yeah, the Glamazon, the
The
Glam Slam,
Glamazon,
sorry.
yeah. So that's what she does, so.
I don't know. It's kind of tough because you could put her in any feud with anyone. Like you could make her feud with Natalya. Natalya's pretty much a gatekeeper now for the women's division. Like anybody that new goes through her. So I will see her first feud. Which would help Natalya too, because she feels like she's just in the shuffle, like you know she's lost in the shuffle,
Yeah, she faced Becky for the NXT
randomly,
champion.
right? Just yeah, see like random. So I would see her being a gatekeeper and also help her a little bit too, like hey, you know this is how you do it and stuff. So Natalya would be a great teacher for her to come into, but be a short few, like I'll see like a couple weeks just to get her like bearings going, and then that's when she goes into like the other women. Like I could see her going after. You know, she'd probably go after Bianca or something, or Asuka, or, you know.
No,
But I don't know about.
I would have Jade beat Becky, like be the next challenger, have Becky retain the title, and then Jade takes the title off Becky, and then I will have Tiffany turn face to try to take the title off Jade. So, but if she was gonna go straight to the main roster, I totally agree with you that I personally feel like Natalya should be her first feud. Because like you said, she's the gatekeeper. And with Natalya's, she's been the longest women's in WWE history, if I'm like
Yeah, contract-wise, yeah.
contract wise and being on the roster, she's been on the roster since 08, I believe. So
Wow.
she, you know, that's a long time. Normally the women's and the divas, they leave after 7 years.
Or
So
less, because, you know,
yeah, or less, you know, but
they have
7 years is
families,
like the
have
longest,
kids, yeah.
you know. I think that was Trish Stratus, if I'm not mistaken. 7 years with the company.
Yeah, it's kind of like the lifeline, right? But then they come back years later. But it's like that's a lifeline of a unfortunately of a woman's wrestler. Like a average career is probably Fabulous Moolah wrestled a long time, and but it's very rare for a woman to wrestle like continuously, like you said, for years. Like you said, Trish came back, but she was a what hiatus? She wrestled on and off, but she had like a what like 5 year hiatus of not wrestling, 6 years or more,
No, I think
leading up
every
to.
she when she retired her the first time, she came back like 5 years later just for one match at WrestleMania, and
Yeah,
then
then the
she
Women's Rumble and
at the yeah.
Evolution, the Women's Rumbles. Yeah, so that's how it happens. And then you know all these other divas too, or women will be like coming every only for the Women's Royal Rumble, you know, or they'll come for a special show, or that's it, you know.
Speaking of Trish, is she done with WWE? Or is she just like out, like they got nothing for her at the moment?
I don't know. I mean, they moved. Then Becky moved on to the NXT title, so
Right. And
Yeah, it's
then
kind of quick. It was kind of like, we're rivals now, you're on NXT.
Zoe is a face. I mean, it'd be cool if we get Becky and Zoe to team up to face Trish and Tiffany as like a one night, like one last time, and then have Trish at down at NXT to help out the women's division down there. You know, she could be the face of it. So, but yeah, everything. It's just so much going on in wrestling. So
Yeah,
it's a good
I mean,
thing. It's a good thing. A.
who knows, by the time this episode comes out, it might be outdated.
Oh
We
yeah,
don't know.
100%
We're
sure.
like, oh, wait, by the way, this person signed. And Derby had a bunch of people from the indies also do tryouts. Well, let's see what happens there. It'd be kind of cool to get new talent.
Oh, do you know anybody that did had to try it out?
Maddie Rakonoski, she's an NWA. There's Hallie J. She's on the rest. Oh, you gotta watch that. We gotta do a review on that wrestler show on Netflix.
The wrestler. Oh, the show.
Wrestlers, yeah, on Netflix. It talks about OVW. It follows the
Oh,
OVW.
okay. I know what
Yeah,
you're
we
talking
should
about.
watch. We should do a watch along or something. We should do like a review. We should watch it together. Well, obviously we can't show footage, but you know what I mean. Like, it'd be kind of cool. But yeah, she's on there. Hallie J. Some other ladies are from like WOW, Women of Wrestling. What's her name? Remember her name. But yeah, but the most famous one that I know is Maddie Rakonoski. I can't see her last name, but she's in the NWA, you know?
I'm trying to remember who she is. I'm like throwing a blank, possibly. Trying to search for.
Oh, look up like NWA Women's Tag Team Champions. She was like, there was a her and Missa Kate were the ones before the Kurt Pretty Empowered or whatever. So yeah,
Oh, she's the tag team, the women's tag team.
or was, yeah, champion. MK MK M M97 or something. Be pretty interesting though. And then also, oh my god, then AEW has a show in October, so we gotta review that too. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff, bro. October
Oh my
alone,
gosh, bro. That's
we're gonna be reviewing WrestleDream, Fastlane, Bound for Glory.
Are we gonna watch Wrestle Dream?
I'm not.
This guy.
You know I'm not. Well, then you're gonna have to pay for, well, you paid for September, for August, September, October, November. Do you?
Oh
That's why
man.
they're. That's why you go to Peacock and just watch all the WWE papers for free. Not for free, but you know, better than
Yeah.
paying $50 a month show.
I feel personally, I feel like I'm good with AEW at the moment. AEW is not doing well. It has nothing to do with like I was only watching it just be for the big events and all that. I did go to All Out, which I had a fun like a great time there. I'm not gonna bash AEW. I never we like we don't even hate AEW. We just like
No.
it's difficult to follow, you know.
Well, I have to watch like every show to like understand a feud, and then the feud will last like 2 weeks. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Sometimes it'll
Not re
last 8 months,
Yeah, you're like,
you
okay, I'm
know?
sick of this feud already.
Yeah. So that's why I just like watch WWE and Impact, and then AEW is just here and there.
Yeah.
So, oh man. And I did a live reaction for the Impact 1000. I
Nice.
almost cried with like I almost cried when they announced. Well, no, that was Victory Road. I almost cried when they announced Don West and Mike Tenay to be announced.
Nice.
And yeah, crazy time.
And then when Mickie James came back,
Oh yeah, that was cool.
and Awesome Kong, and
Jordynne
everybody,
Grace.
Jordynne Grace, Beautiful People,
Oh
ooh, Velvet
yes,
Sky,
the
Velvet Sky.
beautiful people. God damn.
Only one they were missing was Madison Rayne, but I guess she's in AEW. They don't like, nah, we're good.
Is she in AEW? What is she doing there? Is she one of the
Well,
commentaries or something?
I think she did commentary. She does rest. She wrestles and she trains. Yeah.
Trains who?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
She should never left Impact, to be honest, man. I mean, get that money over there, but still, I personally don't think she should have never left.
Left. Yeah.
It was just like, why would you even do that to yourself? So,
Money!
Money, money, money. All right, Ever. Well, it's time. It's that time for Guess the Pay-Per-View.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'll be ready. Let's see what happens.
You haven't done well, brother.
No, I haven't done well at all.
You have like, not done well.
Why am I doing this? Like, what? You should play this game. Just kidding. Let's
go. All right, ready?
Yeah.
First match, Team Rhodes versus Team Rhodes, Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow versus Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara. Antonio Cesaro versus R-Truth for the WWE United States Championship. Kofi Kingston versus Wade Barrett for the Intercontinental Champion. The Shield versus Ryback and Team Hell No. Eva Torres versus Naomi for the WWE Divas Championship. The Big Show versus Sheamus for the World Heavyweight Champion. The Brooklyn Brawler and The Miz and Alberto Del Rio face the 3MB. And the main event, Dolph Ziggler versus John Cena for the Money in the Bank briefcase. Do you know the pay-per-view?
No.
Any guesses? Come on, talk to me. Ask me questions. Dolph Ziggler versus John Cena in the main event. Any ladder match for the Money in the Bank briefcase? Big Show versus Sheamus for the World Heavyweight Championship. The Shield versus Team Hell No and Ryback. In a TLC match.
What year was it in?
Year 2012. Antonio Cesaro versus R-Truth for the United States Champion. Boom, 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 boom. Throw some pay-per-views, man.
TLC?
TLC, there you go.
Yep, that is.
Yep. I would hope you would have got. I had to throw it out there because you weren't saying anything.
I was like, I know, because I was thinking about it. I was like,
man, I was hoping this guy would throw some pay-per-views out there, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell him. This match was the six-man tag team match. It's a TLC match. I was like, God. All right, well, I guess that would wrap out this show then. So, yeah, link in the bio. Thanks for listening. Like, hit the subscribe. Access energy drinks. Protein shakes, link in the bio. Pro Wrestling Tees for merch, right in the link in the bio. We're also on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. So, IG, New Entry Wrestling Pod, TikTok, New Entry Wrestling Pod. So, yeah, Ever, take us home, baby.
All right, listeners and viewers, this will be it for this episode. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys. Doo-doo-doo!